Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
As always, we have more to discuss than we have time to discuss. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. How long, pardon me, do you think Democrats can cover their lies? That is a full-time job with overtime and hazard pay. I want you to try to imagine all the energy it takes to cover blatant lies. Democrats don't even really try to hide their lies. And when I say blatant lies, there are so many. It is insulting the level of intelligence these people have to lie to your face and then try to cover up the lie. Say, no. It isn't a lot. I'm going to give you just a couple to think about. One, that Biden won the election. Biden was supposed to speak at Notre Dame for their graduation. And you know what happened? He canceled. The second supposed president who's a Catholic canceled to go to Notre Dame. You want to know why? Because the students said, we don't want you. They said it was a scheduling conflict. Now, when you listen to my program, because occasionally we do run best ofs, I want you to understand it doesn't matter what we use as a backdrop of the lies and the deceit. What I want you to understand is the overarching concept that leftists are scumbag liars. Rotten to their very core. Doesn't matter whether we're talking about them pursuing Trump with Russian collusion, what I call the Russian delusion thing, and wholly ignoring everything that the Biden family was doing. Doesn't matter whether we're talking about Hillary's server and hiding it in a basement and putting it on a separate network with her own IT person, any of those things. Doesn't matter about that. Doesn't matter about any of Obama's stuff. Go to any point in history, pick whatever you want, and use that as the metaphor for me telling you Democrats are scurrilous scumbags and skanks. That's the deal. And they will lie to your face. They lied about Russian collusion. They lied about Trump and Ukrainian stuff. They lied about not running guns into Mexico. They lied about how many people got killed on waiting lists and how their disdain for the military, which Obama didn't care. They lied about Benghazi. They lied about the IRS scandal against us. They lied about what they did to the media to shut them down in the time of Obama, and worse now in the time of Biden, because they won't tell you the truth about anything. And I could go on. What are they lying about? Climate change. Climate nonsense. What are they lying about? This Wu flu virus, and we're going to get into that a lot today. They lie about trying to solve problems in the black community. They lie about that. They give you in your face abject racism, critical race theory, 1619 stuff. They lie about sexuality, that men can actually have babies when they transition from being men to women, and transsexuals and a host of other things. They lie to your face and they call it science. They have the nerve to call it science. The science of climate. It's called weather, meteorology, but they make it. No, you're destroying the world. They lie about these stupid masks. They lie about the statistics on how many people get a disease. They fudge the numbers to suit their needs every single time. When you check the box, it says I'm black. You think you're just, you know, they're just doing a count. They're not. They're telling people he's weak. And you're an oppressor because he's black. Kevin's black, and if you're white, you're an oppressor just because Kevin is black. You didn't have to do anything to him. Lies, lies, and more lies. And here's what I'm asking you again. What is the energy that it takes to convince A nation of people that were racist, sexist, homophobes, xenophobes, etc., when the proof is quite the contrary. How do you do it? Think about the machine that has to be in place that trains idiots, because that's the only thing you can be if you're a Democrat, that trains idiots to believe these lies, that makes an entire race of people think that they are subjugated because of their color, that's trying to tell another race of people that they are evil because of their color, that's trying to tell a gender of people that you are evil and toxically masculine because you were born a male, trying to tell generations of other gender people that you are subjugated because you were born a female. And oh, by the way, there's 69 other ones that you can pick from because there's this thing called gender fluidity. You getting the picture? Special pronouns, special this, whatever. This is so ridiculous that you got to just take pause and ask yourself, what in the world? How do you do it? As I say again, what is the machine that you have to keep together? Think about the amount of money you have to spend to get scientists to lie about their hockey sticks and people to lie. The CDC is full of liars. Oh, yeah, the vaccine is safe. It's so safe. Forget that everybody's dying and they're dying in ratios of things that you can't. What are you kidding? You have a much more. Let me put it this way. I'll take my chances against this Chinese bioweapon rather than take the shot that can get my lights turned out in any minute. China's got to be just feasting. They got to be laughing at us. What do you think that the left would do if they could just shut somebody like me up? You think they want to? Because I tell you, there is no limit they would do to shut me up. I'm probably lucky that I don't have millions of people listening and following anymore, and they took me off Fox, because I'd probably be dead. They would love to flip a switch, folks, and make conservatives be gone. You Christian, conservative, gun-toting, you know, zealots, you patriots, how dare you? They want to make you so little that they will put you on a mask, which is a, you remember Lecter, what they did to Hannibal Lecter? They put him in that thing, that mask, and then tied his arms up and they wheeled him around. That's essentially where we are right now. And when they're not doing that, they'll dox you. Don't believe me? Look at the number of people afraid to speak out. They will jail you. Look at Michael Cohen, what they're trying to do to Rudy Giuliani. And worst case scenario, folks, they will kill you. Got a lot to talk about today, folks. Lace up those boots.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dent.
Democrats will be outed, folks. It won't come in the form of the Durham Report, which we're still waiting on, aren't we? Are we still waiting to be saved by the Durham Report? You notice nobody's talking about it. Nobody's talking about John Durham. It's just done. AG Barr, done. The cabal against Donald Trump, complete, all done. But they will be outed, these Democrats. And it's going to be Captain Demento who does it. Joey Demento, he is going to be the bane of their existence. By the way, and there's plenty of other things that the Democrats are doing, but Joe Biden can't fix it. Democrats will be discovered to be the rats that is the part of their name. Every single day we get revelations about what these people do. And it would be mind-blowing, except I quit trying to figure out how low they're willing to go. There was a story that said Obama may have supplied the money that bought Hamas the rockets that are now being fired at Israel? Who knows? This is the guy that will drop pallets of money to our enemies, the Iranians, in the middle of the night. And then say, well, this is because of the banking system. We couldn't do what they expect us to do. We owed them the money. We didn't owe them anything. He was in collusion with them. I mentioned earlier that Biden didn't speak at Notre Dame because supposedly Mr. Popular had a scheduling conflict. They said the University of Notre Dame held their commencement ceremony this weekend with notable absence of one very important guest, Biden. The Catholic news agency reported earlier this month that Biden, the second Catholic president in American history, whatever, was invited to give remarks to new graduates, but could not attend due to scheduling conflicts. Word of the invitation caused a backlash among Notre Dame students and alumni, more than 4,400 of whom signed an open letter urging President John Jenkins not to invite the Democratic president, even though Biden made clear he wasn't coming. See, I see spin all over this. This is funny. Okay, let's look at the reasons. Okay, number one, Biden is about as religious as the lamp that I'm looking at. Oh, he uses this for his politics, but Biden's not religious. He's Catholic because it helps him get elected. It's an accoutrement to what he's trying to do in life. You know, it's like having on a fancy bracelet or a nice necktie. That's what his Catholicism is. He doesn't live it. Do you think Nancy Pelosi is a religious person? Is there anybody on the left that you go, man, now that person right there, they're pious. They will, you know, the sun will rise and set by them. You can count on them, whatever. Is there anybody? The Congressional Black Circus Clowns have songs called Negro Spirituals. You think any of them are really pro-God, pro, you know, religion, that are really in following the doctrines of it? The doctrines of religion, right, that says everybody should be weak and you should not work for a living. There is nothing, repeat, nothing about what the Congressional Black Circus Clowns preach to black folks that you can find any biblical or common sense principle on. Nothing. So first of all, the idea that I don't know whether they had scheduled Joe Biden, the Notre Dame. Presidents do that all the time, don't they? So number one, he's not a cat. He's as Catholic as the Pope, right? This new Pope. I don't know where they dug that clown up, but and you know what? I don't even care if I'm offending Catholics. Your Pope is a joke. He's a joke. I have respected, in as much as I've known about the Pope, I've respected the role of the Pope. And how Catholics view the person, etc. This Pope, zero respect. He is as godly as Buster, my dog. Which actually, Buster may be more godly. Because Buster's going to heaven when he goes. This Pope, I don't think will get anywhere near heaven. He's a joke. Anyway, they went on to say, Biden rejects church teachings on abortion, marriage, sex, and gender, and is hostile to religious liberty. That's what the letter read. But here's what I'm getting at. I don't think it has anything to do with that. I think Joe Biden isn't capable of giving a commencement speech. Presidents do this. They fly around. He's either that or he's scared. 4,400 people didn't want the guy who's supposed to be... I always like to put things in, and I know I interrupt myself a lot, but I get these thoughts that say, here's your clarity. It's God saying, Kevin, here's some clarity for you, brother. Here's the deal. In 2008, is there a college or university who would have rejected Barack Obama? This is the dude that wanted to kill babies on the when they got born, on the birthing table. Is there a college you know that would have said no to Barack Obama in 2008? I think we know our answer, right? Of course not. But you get one, and I don't know how many other places Biden was asked to speak, but I'll tell you this. He doesn't want it. He's not going to go because he's demented and they don't know what he's going to say. He's going to screw up reading a teleprompter. He's going to screw up doing the basics. That's number one. And number two, it's going to prove what we already know. He ain't popular. See, Democrats have trouble. I'll tell you, they wake up every day and they have to try to prove to us that Joe Biden won the election. You know, he got the numbers and you people are just... And every single day they get up and you know what happens? The fabric of their lie is unraveling. Every single day. Take your thing. Take your pick. You don't hear them talking about Russian collusion very much anymore, do you? Because they know it's a lie. And if we dig, you don't have to dig deep. This is the... You get to some great soil with one shovel push. You don't have to dig deep for this. And they know this. From green energy to, the woke generation. Do you really think that they consider themselves woke? As I tell you about the left, they tell you who they are by what they espouse, right? Woke means they're asleep. You're the one who's woke. You're the one who, you're looking at all these issues and you're saying, you know what, this doesn't make sense. Why are we doing this? And it's unraveling. As I said earlier, show me what's working. You're looking at this economy, the inflation. What are you concerned about the price of your next home? Because I am. There are many concerns you have that supersede the nonsense. They cannot keep these lies covered. And we'll be back to explain a lot more that are far worse.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The already hot real estate market is heating up even more. The price of a home in the United States rose for the 10th straight month in March. The S&P Core Logistic Case-Shiller National Home Price is now more than 13% higher than it was at the same time a month ago, last year. The cities seeing the biggest increases include Phoenix, San Diego, and Seattle. A Republican lawmaker receives a suspicious package at his house.
The FBI is investigating a suspicious package filled with white powder and bearing an image of threatening violence that arrived at Republican Senator Rand Paul's home in Kentucky Monday. The senator takes these threats seriously. In 2017, he was assaulted by his neighbor while doing yard work, breaking five of his ribs. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Moderna says its COVID-19 vaccine is 100% effective in people ages 12 to 17. USA Radio News. The EU is sanctioning a country after what transpired this weekend.
And the European Union will impose sanctions on Belarus after a passenger jet was forced to divert to the Belarusian capital on Sunday to allow the arrest of an opposition journalist. EU leaders have banned its airlines from flying over Belarus and called for the immediate release of Roman Protasevich, the 27-year-old journalist and activist who is one of the leading critics of longtime Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko. Protasevich was pulled off a Ryanair flight from Athens that was heading to Lithuania. He is known as a vocal critic of Lukashenko and is the founder of a Telegram channel, which was seen as vital in last year's protests against the regime. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The summer months are bringing a busy travel season. During a briefing at Reagan National Airport, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas pointed out that COVID restrictions are still in place at airports. Mayorkas also advising passengers to be prepared and be patient ahead of the travel season. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I've been speaking today. I think my theme should just be the lies that they've been telling about us, about Trump, are all coming to fruition. They're coming to haunt the Democrats. I don't know if this is true. You can look it up. But it's been, 90 days since they turned over the border to Kamala Harris? She still hasn't gone? You heard any more about the border issues? You think they solved the problem? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. A trail of lies. Abject, in your face, not even hidden. It's amazing to me how easily Democrats lie. Or how stupid they are. I reflect back on a comment made by John Kerry who said, we need to remove all the CO2 from the atmosphere. And I'm going, I didn't study meteorology and I know what some of the gases are. Obviously, I got chemistry background and, science background, but I didn't go deep into this stuff. But here's what I do know. I know that the air that we breathe is a small percentage of carbon dioxide. And if you take it out, the world changes dramatically. I know that CO2 is a protective layer for us to keep the heat in so we don't freeze to death. And John Kerry says we got to remove it all. I'm just giving you a little bit of the science that Democrats talk about. They don't even understand the science of birth, that life begins. It's very clear, folks, at conception, period. They think they can pick and choose trimesters and so on. That's their science. They don't understand the science of sovereignty. When you own something and you want to protect it, you might build a wall around it. You might enclose it in a safe. But they don't understand the science of that. They call you xenophobia. Everybody should be able to have access to everything unless you want their stuff. That's the science. Donald Trump told the truth about the Wu flu. He said it originated in China because it did. It came from the Wuhan labs, which is in the Wuhan province of China. So he tells the truth and they jump him. Here's what Trump said at the time.
Have you seen anything at this point that gives you a high degree of confidence that the Wuhan Institute of Virology was the origin of this virus?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. And I think that the World Health Organization should be ashamed of themselves because they're like the public relations agency for China. And this country pays them almost $500 million a year. And China pays them $38 million a year. And whether it's a lot or more doesn't matter. It's still, they shouldn't be making excuses when people make horrible mistakes, especially mistakes that are causing hundreds of thousands of people around the world to die. I think the World Health Organization should be ashamed of themselves.
So what's funny to me as I listen to that clip, by the way, welcome back, everybody, Kevin Jackson here, is that Donald Trump shouldn't have to defend. In other words, this is China's problem. All the deaths that have occurred that's accruing up, if we were doing this as a nation, we'd be saying China killed 500,000 Americans. But you never hear the left say something like that. They blame the deaths on supposedly on Trump's inaction, which, of course, is nonsense. But I also want to get into this because some believe that the Wu flu is a product of Chinese government biowarfare experiences. And here's one article, and it's not pro-Trump. I want you to understand this is how serious this is, that even it's starting to get picked up by other trades. So here's what they say. India, along with the entire world, is grappling with an enemy that is invisible, unlike the destruction it has caused. SARS-CoV-2, a novel coronavirus, originated from Wuhan, China in late 2019, is still toppling health infrastructures, economies, and mental peace. In May of 2020, former POTUS Donald Trump called COVID-19 China virus, which rubbed many people the wrong way. But as the saying goes, even a broken clock is right twice a day. The coronavirus may not be a freak of nature. Now, this is from a group called NewsSX.com. And they're talking about the potential of this being a bioweapon. And they're referencing, this is an article from recent. And they're referencing that China has developed all these SARS viruses and these COVID viruses. It is a China virus. They got mad at Trump, and I'm going to go more into detail around this. The article continues. I'm almost done reading it. With the emergence of new deadly variants of the coronavirus, the discourse about the emergence and the accountability of China in the whole situation has gained momentum. This is what I'm telling you. You can keep this lie going for a little while, but at some point, people go, something's wrong here. Something wrong here. So here's what it goes on to say. According to a document retrieved as part of the U.S. investigations on the origin of COVID-19, military scientists were discussing the possibility of using coronaviruses as bioweapons. The paper titled "The Unnatural Origin of SARS and New Species of Man-Made Viruses as Genetic Bioweapons" points out two crucial dimensions of the biological warfare. First, the ability to freeze-dry microorganisms to store and aerosolize them, and second, the ability of the bioweapon to collapse the enemy's medical system. Now, I'm just going to let you marinate on that for a little while because I want you to understand the alarm bells went off on this over a year ago. Donald Trump, who people say is stupid, they vilified him, they said he's unhinged, etc., etc., he dares speak the truth. He called out the WHO. At one point, he called out the CDC. He's called out leftists across the board. And what did they do? They did everything they could to get rid of him because he dares speak the truth. They brought in a guy who is bought. He's so bought by the Chinese, he can do nothing. All he can do is perpetrate the lie. He can propagate this lie. Not perpetrate it. He can propagate it. On May the 6th of this year, USA Today posted an article debunking the bioweapon idea. Now, this idea is a fact. There is no question that the Chinese are working on a way to infect. I just want you to understand the potential. I talked about it earlier. I said, you give this shot for this virus to everybody in our military. And then the Chinese suddenly come back with some potion. They say, hey, by the way, Americans, you can have all this stuff. And the fentanyl is a perfect example. Here, take this. Here's a safe little pill. And everybody who's taking it can die immediately. You think it's far-fetched. A lot of people do. I always go back to this movie, The Bourne Legacy, where they've got these superhumans. They call them Outcome. The project is Outcome. And they've got these superhumans that they've infiltrated all throughout the world because these people can outthink anybody, and they are physical specimens. They mess with their physical capabilities by tinkering with their genetics, and they've messed with their mental acumen by tinkering with the genetics. And all they got to do is take these pills routinely, and they get boosters, and they come in through Saracen Morlanta Labs. I know this movie like the back of my hand. And they go in and they get tested. Their blood gets tested, etc. Do you think Hollywood made this crap up? This stuff exists. And the Chinese, are you kidding? These are the people that were doping in the Olympics along with the Russians so they could win. They wanted the world to believe that the Chinese people were the best people in the world. And quite frankly, communism handpicks these kids to be gymnasts or to be, you know, run track or whatever it is. They handpick them. You think that the Chinese aren't working on the level of selection for the human body that they would eventually... Forget Usain Bolt. Or name me your athlete. The Chinese are working on super athletes. We're worried about Drago in Russia, and the Chinese are bioengineering them better people and bioengineering us out. But the media crucified Trump. I had graphic after graphic. Donald Trump is a xenophobe. There's no way. Fauci says it didn't come from a lab. Blah, blah, blah. Liars all. Liars. Wanting you to believe a lie. And wanting to protect the people that, who knows what. Look, I'm not anti-Chinese. By the way, you seen all the commercials that you're anti-Chinese if you don't go with the flow? You know, we got more to talk about when we get back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats is working hard to keep their lies undercover, folks, but it's coming to the fore. And it isn't anything that we're doing specifically except doing what conservatives should be doing, telling the truth, disregarding their media and telling the truth. Go visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Click on those links. What you're already listening to the radio station. Go read the articles that we're posting. Go look at the videos that we're going to. By the way, we're going to up our video stuff here very shortly. We got a lot of projects going, brewing. I got a lot on my plate. But when I put it all together, folks, you're going to come to here. It'll be one-stop shop. And speaking of shop, we did get our store up. And would appreciate it if you guys get some of our branded stuff. Tell me what you want. I mean, do you want something with meat on it? There's a picture. I never think of myself as like, you know, some you know, a picture people want or what have you. But I'm happy to have you walk around with my stuff. You know, I mean, I can't imagine that. I know I'm. Okay, I'll admit it. I am a bit sexy. But I just like things that where people know. You know, we all want our brand out there. The Kevin Jackson Network. .com is our brand, even PolitiChatter, the Flick Fest. We're going to have a host of things that we offer. But what do you guys want? I think we have some pretty cool shirts there. We have one shirt that's going to be coming out. It says 100% pure American male, something like that. And then the 100% pure American female, and it's got the symbol for male and female. In other words, we're making sure that people understand we know what genders there are. I love that shirt. I'm going to get one for myself because I am 100% pure blood American male. And I think that's the way I should see myself, other than being a human being. Anyway, I'm talking about the lies of the left, that these people are distorted. And look, there's plenty, but we're focusing right now on this Wu flu lie. See, Donald Trump told the truth. He said this virus came from China. There was nobody that argued this. I want you to understand when it first came out, they said, oh, my gosh, we think this thing came out of a lab in China or out of a meat market from a bat. Whoever said it, what they at the end of the day, it was out of China. So they stopped that ship. And, oh, how dare Donald Trump keep those Chinese people there? And he kept the ship docked. You remember all this? Then they called him xenophobic when he says nobody can come in from China. He did all this instantaneously. He called it the China virus. Everybody in media was calling it the China virus or the Wuhan virus. And then it stopped. And now we learn the truth. Chinese were buying off the WHO, putting pressure on them. Who knows? It wasn't a matter of money. We gave $500 million to the WHO. China gave $38 million. But you know what China probably did to the WHO? They blackmailed them. They said, you know, on that last trip you made to China, we videotaped you. We got you. We got the goods on you the same way they got the goods on Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and the Biden family. But they got nothing on Trump. We know the truth, folks. We know how the leftists framed the discussion in 2020. Fauci came out. There's no proof that this came from the Wuhan province, and it's really a terrible thing for people to be speculating and blah, 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 blah. Fauci did what he was paid to do. The highest paid man in government, in the United States government, did what he was paid to do. There are plenty of videos of Fauci glaring over at Donald Trump as he was telling the truth. He says you can cure this with hydroxychloroquine. He's telling people to take Clorox. That's what people were saying. You can cure it with this. It's a simple over-the-counter thing. No, no, no. We got to develop something. And $6+ trillion later, and soon to be more, we're fighting the scamdemic. Yep. And when Trump called it the China virus, man, he was eviscerated. How dare he? You can't say that. Well, he did. And it was true. And it's being vetted out. It's totally being true. I mean, being proven to be true. Earlier this month, Senator Rand Paul he raked Fauci over the coals, over everything that these people are doing. What do you call it? What do they call it? A type of technology that they were using. And Fauci, that's not happening. And now Fauci's going. He's having to backtrack. He's having to, well, you know, maybe this is what's happening. You know, so let me just tell you what he's doing. Now he's trying to cover his butt. The collaboration between the NIH and the WHO, he's saying we needed to study it. Let me tell you something. If we want to study something, we got spies that can get it. We don't need to pay the Chinese to get it. We have people all throughout China. We already knew about it. What are our people doing? What are we doing to counter it? Anyway, here's Fauci talking about he's backtracking. He's now saying, you know what, it could have come from the lab.
That has been the subject of a lot of our fact-checking on the coronavirus for the past year. And like you said, there's a lot of cloudiness around the origins of COVID-19 still. So I wanted to ask, are you still confident that it developed naturally?
No, actually, that's the point that I said. And I think the real unfortunate aspect of what Senator Paul did is he was conflating research in a collaborative way with Chinese scientists, which was, you know, you'd almost have to say if we did not do that, we would almost be irresponsible, because SARS-CoV-1 clearly originated in China, and we were fortunate to escape a major pandemic. So we really had to learn a lot more about the viruses that were there, about whether or not people were getting infected with bad viruses. So in a very minor collaboration as part of a subcontract of a grant, we had a collaboration with some Chinese scientists. And what he conflated that is that therefore we were involved in creating the virus, which is the most ridiculous majestic leap I've ever heard of. But no, I'm not convinced about that. I think that we should continue to investigate what went on in China until we find out to the best of our ability exactly what happened.
That is not what Fauci and the leftists said earlier. That's not what they said. This guy, you have to really listen to his language when he said things like, well, you know, really and almost and nearly, he rarely backs himself into any corner. It's always nearly and almost and, well, perceptibly and possibly, you know, he's not giving you anything definitive because he doesn't want to end up in a pickle. That's when you know you're dealing with a bureaucrat. Is when they use that type of language. He talks about the minor collaboration we had. It is minor because it was only $3.5 million. That's a rounding error in government. And the time it took me to say everything I just said, they've already spent. That's what we have on debt. Debt service. $3.5 million is absolutely nothing. I can tell you guys about government contracting where when I was in it, the guy told we were a $30 million company, and one of the GS-15s I was working with says, Kevin, I'm going to give you a little deal. It's only $50 million, but it'll get you started. And I'm like, it's only $50 million? It's almost, it'll triple the size of our company. But that's the way they look at money. So this minor collaboration was for us to keep our finger on the pulse, right? And he claims that Rand Paul says we were involved in creating the virus. What do they call it? Something of function. But in a way, we were. We were. We were doing things that were propagating the very things that the Chinese were trying to do as this bioweapon, probably because we wanted to keep up. Maybe this person was a double spy for us. Who knows? I don't, you know, I can speculate. I watch a lot of those thrillers. But what he said at the end is what's most important. We need to, quote, continue to investigate. He hasn't said that before. They haven't wanted to get to the origins of this. They've pretty much said, no, it didn't come out of China. Don't call it the China virus. And I have all kinds of news clippings, and I'll get into that in the later part of the broadcast. I'm going to show you what they did to Trump. The things that they said about this guy, because he dare tell you the truth. See, this is the thing I want to get to. Telling the truth has become, you know, you got to be brave to tell the truth now in this country. It used to be that was the norm. The president of this country told the truth, and he was attacked by the very people that should have been caring about this. The bureaucrats attacked him and sided with somebody that was developing something that could kill us all.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.